I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, you feel me? B Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Rick Flair, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now, tell me, right now you chilling with my homegirl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now, tell me.
What's happening? This is your man, Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl, Chalk Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all riding the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy, Dylan Dillinger, cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Tony Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me!
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D. Just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement, or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
This is that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton, and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is the dude Stylistic. And right now, I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Chalk Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy, Carter B of 4Play Media Group. And I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Like, hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Hello, welcome to Chocolate City Radio, Slow Jam Sundays. I am trying to bring Ashton in, and man, when I tell y'all my computer is acting all kinds of shades of retarded, it is, oh my goodness, really? This is how we're doing it now? Ashton, I'm trying to bring you in. Are you there? Well, fucking computer. Let me see if I can do it on the phone. This is so fucking retarded. Like, I've been having problems with my laptop all fucking day. Now when I'm trying to bring her in, I can't seem to do it. She's on the line, and I'm pressing this damn button, and I don't know why it don't want to act right. Now it's saying Google Chrome is not responding. Well, I keep playing on my computer trying to get my boo thing in. I would like to wish all you mothers a happy Mother's Day for the ones that deserve it, not the ones that chose drugs over their kids, let men that they was fucking with fuck with their kids. You know, the trifling ass mothers that don't deserve the right to have that name. I'm not referring to you, but I'm talking to the mothers that makes a difference in their kids' life. The mothers that when their kids see them, their faces light up, and they just love them unconditionally. So y'all can take that however the fuck y'all want to take it. I really don't care. Mother's Day is for mothers that interact with their children or they that kids feel honored to do something special for their mother. If you ask me, y'all little motherfuckers should do something every day for your mama. Don't wait till the second Sunday in May to want to do something for your mama. Do something every damn day. I mean, that's just my take on it. And, yes, I'm still waiting for my computer to stop freezing so I can bring Ashton in because I just know she has something to say on that situation. So I'm trying to get her in on my ratchet-ass iPhone, and this shit, I don't know. I'm just doing bad today because this just will not fucking work. I got the Wi-Fi on. I got everything. I can't even play my fucking mixes because nothing wants to fucking act right. Like, who in the fuck does this? This is so crazy. The devil, you are a liar. So, y'all, just give me a little bit of time. I am trying to get everything restored and back up and running, but for some reason, my browser seems to want to be stuck, so I'm just going to restart everything. This is what I was afraid of. Like, honestly, like, what in the fuck could make this happen on a beautiful Sunday night where everything else was going smooth, wonderful, and whatnot, having a good time, and now this shit want to happen. So, tonight is Slow Jam Sundays, and we play the best in R&B slow jam music. I call it love-making music, baby-making music, fuck-your-mate music, or have-your-mate-fuck-you music. That's what we do. We have nice conversations. We get it in. We try to do, you know, we try to do what's right, give you guys a good time and whatnot. And I'm still on this damn ratchet-ass iPhone trying to bring up my studio that does not want to come up, and I've rebooted my computer. So we're having some technical difficulties today. So I just, you know, thank you guys in advance for bearing with us. So I might be in there for a hot second. I'm opening up my browser and my page up in another browser on Safari. So we're going to see how the hell this works. And in the meanwhile, my computer is coming up. So, like I said, today was a special day for mothers. I went and saw my mama, and I seen my grandma, and I had a good time. I spent some time with my kids and saw my grandsons and spent a little time with them. So today was, like, really a great family day. So I can't wait to hear what Ashton did and what special programs she had going on. I know her boo did something special for her. He better. If not, it's going to be a damn problem. So I'm still trying to get this shit to come up. And I swear I've never had this much trouble in one fucking night. Let me find out talking to this dude from Big Cat Records and fucked up my damn show because he said I was trouble. So, damn it, maybe, you know, maybe he don't want me to go on so I can talk to him and he can figure me out. But the show must go on. This shit is not going to stop us. I'm going to bring Ashton in one way or the other. I'm just waiting for this ratchet-ass phone or computer to come up first, and then we're going to talk a little bit, and then we're going to get into the mixes. Tonight's mix was supposed to be from DJ Banks, DJ Bankroll, but the mix that he did was not as slow as I wanted it to be, so he's going to come back next Sunday and give us the business with some good-ass slow jam music, you know, baby-making music. So, you know, we're going to use the In Between the Sheets, and then we have a slow jam mix from something. I got so much shit on my computer that I don't be knowing what is what. So you guys have to bear with me, and I apologize. Next Sunday, I'll be more organized and whatnot. And plus, you got to think about it. Today was my day. Today was Mother's Day. So So if I'm not on point, it's because it is my day. So you guys just got to keep in mind that things happen out of our control and, you know, we bounce back from it and whatnot. So I'm still waiting on my internet, my browsers to pop up, and I'm waiting for Skype to populate, and then we'll be in business, and then I'm going to bring Ashton in and then get this damn music playing. And then I'm going to, I started a discussion today about men that were single parents that understand the struggle that women go through every day. And some men was just like, oh, it's not about men, or I do this with my wife. What I was saying is a single man that has no help from anybody and he's doing everything that a woman does for her kids. That's what I was referring to. So when you start talking about, well, my wife works, it, no, you're not a parent. Your wife is just at work, or she lying to you just to get the fuck away from you. That does not necessarily mean that you are a single parent. You just have an absent parent from the house a few, like maybe 8-9 hours a day. I'm talking about people like me and Ashton that raised our kids alone and didn't have any help. That's what I'm referring to. So my computer is back up. I'm waiting for the studio to come up so I can bring Ashton in. And like everything is coming up at the same time. Okay, hold on. I'm waiting for the colors to come on.
Ashton!
Oh.
Hey!
You see the shit I gotta go through?
Oh my goodness. How? My goodness, happy Mother's Day again.
Happy Mother's Day to you. What did your man and child do to make it happy? Did you wake up to some head? Did you wake up to some back shots? What did you wake up to?
None of that, actually. No baby making on Mother's Day. I woke up to a black and white diamond watch. My daughter gave me a little mommy plaque. You know, you're the best mom in the whole wide world plaque, and some cards and ice cream cake. So I think that I cleaned up. You know, they tried not to get on my nerves so much, but, you know, they couldn't help it. So I cleaned up the house and, you know, just treated today like every other day. Cooked, put them to bed, got them ready for school tomorrow. So,
damn.
Yeah, it was just a day. It was just a, you know, a chill day. My mother is in Jamaica, so she's having, like, the best Mother's Day ever.
Man, my Mother's Day was just, like, a normal day.
Yeah.
I went to my mom, had fun, took her some cake, and hung out with my kids. My son is like, Mom, you're about to be mad. I'm like, why? He's there because he's not going to believe what my daddy did.
Oh.
This motherfucker goes on my page, tags a photo shoot that I did in Atlanta. Happy Mother's Day to my baby mama, Chalk Mommy, AJ.
Oh, like he really, really wanted to let people know what it was as far as he was concerned, huh?
Ashton, I cannot tell you how the fuck I felt when I saw that.
Mortified.
I don't say that's my baby daddy. I say that's my son's father.
Right.
I try to distance myself from that situation.
And right.
It was cute, and I'm just like, wow. People were like, that's your baby mom? Like, really? Like, damn, nigga. But it wasn't like that. So just the fact that he acknowledged me on Mother's Day for the first time ever.
Huh.
You know, so I'm on some other stuff.
I think my daughter's father sent a happy Mother's Day yesterday. So he just didn't want to, I don't know what that was about. whatever. I'm surprised you remember you have a daughter over here.
That's how they do. And then, I don't really fault them because they don't know any better, so to speak, kind of maybe sort of a little bit. But I'm just like,
he knows. Wow. He knows better. His mother raised him better. His mother and father are still together.
Then what the fuck happened to him?
He just chooses not to do. You know, and I like it like that. You know why? Because you just, you know, you at least you're not here corrupting. You know, you stay in your distance. Just stay out the way and let her be a productive citizen in life.
Oh, I agree on that. I feel you on that.
You know, as opposed to you stressing her mother out and domestic violence cases all over the place because you just simply don't want to act right. You don't want to act right, don't act right over there. Don't bring it over here. That's how I see it.
Damn.
Yeah. So I got the message about the people feeling that it was gay for single fathers who are raising their children with no mother, you know, no help, that it's gay for them to feel like that or for them to be saluted today. I mean, they had to learn how to do pigtails and braids and all of that other stuff. They had to learn how to be a nurturer instead of an enforcer all the time. So, I mean, I think that is fine. I mean, we as mothers do it on Father's Day. I'm quite sure when Father's Day come around, it's Happy Father's Day. And to all the single mothers out there that got to play both roles, we salute you too. So why not on Mother's Day? You know, why not?
Exactly.
On Mother's Day, salute the fathers who got to do it by themselves.
My son be like, you my mama and my daddy. And
right.
It's not like I'm trying to act like I had a dick or anything like that. That's not the case. It's just the fact that my son is just like my mom raised us. You know, they had their stepdad, but, you know, once he got a hold of some pussy that probably put a root on him and, you know, he decided to go that route, you know, he forgot about him. Hell, he barely took care of his home. So it's like women do, like, we do this all the time. We do this all the time. And when a man does it, I respect him because it's natural for us because we carried the child for such a long time in our stomachs, you know what I mean?
Right.
And when a man has to take on the role as preparing the child, especially if it's a girl, he has to do her hair and he has no help, then it's like for me, I respect him because he understands what we've been doing since the beginning of time.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I have a story. True story. My cousin had dated a man, and they broke up behind this very situation. He was a single father. He met a girl who was in college, and she was going down to, like, Atlanta for college. And, you know, when she came up, they were having sex or whatever. She wound up getting pregnant, and she told him, and she was like, listen, I'm not keeping this baby. I have a career. I have a life. You know, I'm trying to move in my own direction. I don't need nothing stopping me. He said, just please have the baby. Don't abort my baby. I'll raise the baby. So sure enough, she had the baby. She dropped the baby off at her doorstep. No car, no card, no birthday wishes through the phone, nothing. The child becomes a teenager, and he's ready for college, and she's feeling lonely. She didn't have any other kids after that. She had failed relationships or whatever, so she wanted to bond with her son finally. She bonds with her son, and she's like, come down here for school, you know. And dad is like, oh, well, you know, I guess. Come down here for school, I guess. So he gets down there for school. He's registered as he's living with her and whatnot. And guess what comes in the mail for dad?
Child support.
Child support. How dare she? Right? How dare she? She never, in all of her child's 18 years, put forth anything and he gets to go to college. Mind you, daddy's paying for college, and she still has nerve to ask for child support.
But you, when the child has graduated from school, high school, the parent is no longer required to take care of that child.
We would like to hope so, especially the one that raised him. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, like, you know, just like there's trifling fathers, there's trifling mothers.
That's crazy because the bitch is dumb. Because first of all, when your child turns 18 and graduates from high school, that's the end of child support unless he's behind and he's in the arrears.
Yeah, and then they'll say that, oh, you know, if they're in college, they can go up to 24 with the child support. So I just thought it was just, like, crazy that she did that. But my cousin said, oh, well, sucks to be you. I mean, it happens to women all the time. So, you know, they called it quits behind that because he didn't like that response.
That couldn't have been my brother. That could not have been my brother if that was happening to her. You know what would have happened to her? She would have got her ass whooped.
Yeah, she's
got her ass whooped. You want child support? Okay. I'm going to do you something to support this ass whooping. Mm-mm. Shit like that makes me, like, so sad to be a woman. I wish I was a man because I'll tell that bitch to suck my dick. And I'll smack her across the face with it. And I'm like, ugh. But I'm going to play this song with me. Before this shit freeze up. You're going to be like, bitch. You know, honestly, y'all, I don't know who the fuck this is.
All I know is the slow jam it. Then, if we have time, we'll play another one. If not, hi-ho!
That's crazy.
So, here we go. Slow Jam Sunday with Chalk and Ashton giving you the best in gossip, shit talking, and fucking music. If you don't like it, go listen to somebody else. But if you stick around, you're going to love us, and you'll be back on Tuesday. So, here we go. A slow jam mix.
this if you didn't know it's me. I came to steal your heart, girl. Don't call the police. I only want a part, girl. Really just a piece. You show me the money, then I'm gonna show you the beast. You give me your honey, girl. I promise I'll be sweet. Then I'm gonna sneak out the back so nobody won't know it's me. Then we could run it back, girl. It's your turn to go with me. We can
walk by.
I wanna go there with you and give. And I don't wanna sing pushy. the teacher's school desk. Triple X rated, call me Slick 'em High.
Yeah.
I get that body wet and then I lick 'em down. I'm on point and best believe I ain't no teaser.
I
wanna
fool.
Get deep and a little bit of deep and a little bit of deeper. Sweeping you off your feet like a race, talking about Slick 'em weight. Nah, I ain't stopping till I feel a back door break.
Yeah. I'll be your lover, man. Your special lover, man. And I do anything that you want me to do, plus more and more. Now if you want me to rub you down beside your body, cause you're feeling sore, then baby just close the door and let me take control. I'll be the man you dream, but yet your Superman. Take you places you never been, so close you could call us kin. Cause you got that juicy and I love your body next to me. I sweat for you, so sweat for me.
I'm taking control and we
okay.
Ain't
I don't see that without sure I've been in love a time or two, but in the end I still chose you. No one could ever make me feel this way. That's why it's killing me what we're going through. Somehow between me and you, our love would stand the test of time and never ever fade. But we're not making love no more. We're not even trying to change. Tell me how it's I keep holding on.
you're getting ready, girl, and don't forget the wine. Yeah. How long is it gonna be? Tonight is just for you and I, and it's gonna be so fly.
So fly, so fly. What, what?
I like having you around, so I gotta put you down. So be there or be square.
Yeah.
fears are gone. I'm gonna be the one to flip it up and rub it down. And if my word is on, yeah, cause I'm your master and you're my slave. Everything I say, you will obey. You see, we need the fun, will never end.
Play my game.
Swim my little game of rules. Whatever your fantasy, whatever your dream, set the stage, girl, and let's start the scene.
Cause you know what?
Tonight, tonight, I'm gonna give in to you, yeah. No. The way you wish, those summer gods would do.
Experience that me and you can share, clean and unsoiled, yet sweaty and wet. I swear to you,
something I'll never forget. I need love. I'm no longer a playboy on the run. I need something that's stronger. Friendship, trust, honor, respect, admiration. This whole experience has been such a revelation. It's taught me love and how to be a real man. To always be considerate and do all I can. Protect you, you're my lady and you mean so much. My body tingles all over from the slightest touch of your hand. And understand, I'll be frozen in time till we meet face to face and you tell me your mind. If I find you, girl, I swear I'll be a good man. I'm not gonna leave it in destiny's hands. I can't sit and wait for my princess to arrive. I gotta struggle and fight to keep my dream alive. I search the whole world for that special girl. When I finally find you, watch our love unfurl. I need love.
Having technical difficulties. I don't know what the fuck is going on, what's wrong, my computer freezing. I have been kicked off my phone 3 damn times, so they ain't got to tell me twice. What I'm going to do is go ahead and end it. Let me see, what time is it? 35 minutes early due to my technical difficulties, and I have to do a system restore because my Windows isn't starting. So I got to do some tech support on this damn computer. So what I'm going to do, like I said, end the show a little early, come back Tuesday night, 9:30 to 11:30, and give you the best in shit talking with Ashton. I can't even bring you guys in because I see Tone is on the line. Ashton is on the line, and then Crisis, whatever, however you pronounce his name, was also on the line, but I cannot bring in the calls. So I am going to look for a different platform. I think I'm going to go ahead and go to 365 Live this year. Then that way the artists can get credit for their fucking spans on my show. So what I'm going to do is go ahead and end this show. I love you guys. Ashton, I'm going to text you in a moment after I finish doing this shit to my hair. Like I said, good night. Happy Mother's Day, everybody. Make sure you tune in on Tuesday. Good night.